Hello, my name is Camilla. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I actually have a question for you. I'm over 65. I'm 66. I am waiting to get, I'm on list, you know, to get vaccinated when it's available.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a vaccination question. I am 66. My wife is 64, and she has some contributing health conditions, like she's a diabetic and whatnot. She's not in the vaccination schedule yet. I guess the question that I have, we're hearing a lot of news reports, and I don't necessarily rely on that. Once a person's vaccinated, if you're living in a house with someone who's not and who's high risk, are there any precautions that need to be taken especially? Or I guess what I'm asking is that a problem?
Okay, unfortunately, I'm not really sure of that because I'm not a medical professional. I can, however, provide you with the number of some nurses if you would like to ask on reactions about the vaccine after you have received them and if others are...
It's not a reaction. It's more like... They tell you it's 2 weeks before it's effective, but there's a lot of information out there that says if you get a vaccine that you can catch the virus and suddenly and become asymptomatic. So the question is, are there any precautions if you're living in the house with a person who's high risk and you've been vaccinated and they can't because their category is not available at this time? Are there any precautions to be taken?
Okay, unfortunately, I really urge you to speak with a medical professional because I don't want to tell you the wrong thing because I'm not one.
Right, and I understand that. So I live up in Huntsville, Alabama. Is there a nurse number that you want to give me?
I can provide you with the nurse numbers about reactions, and I'm pretty sure they'll be able to tell you if you need to take some protocols with that too. And if you have a number, I can provide you with the following phone numbers.
Okay.
All right, and that first number is 334-314-9789, and another nurse number is 334-451-4571, and nurses are only available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay?
Okay, super. That's gave me all I need. I'll just try those and see what they think.
I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, sir.
I'm familiar with those, but I haven't seen any information on this. Thank you.
You're welcome.